Reed, a lot of people think their homes are haunted. What do they do? What can they do?
Well, I mean, obviously calling in a paranormal group to come in and do an investigation, although many times nothing shows up. But if you think your house is haunted, what I suggest to people to do is to try to make friends with the ghost. You know?
Friends many, with the ghost?
Yeah, make friends. It's like, I like to give all of my ghosts a name. I mean, other than the funeral parlor, you know, which I did not give them names, you know, because I just really wanted to move out, but I had a lease, and that was just scary. You know, the house that I was living in before, I actually had and I'm not real fluent in the vocabulary, but I had a shadow spirit that lived in the backyard. It was Tom. It was the former owner. He didn't like that we didn't take care of the backyard, which I feel bad about. But I used to see him. The kids used to see him. People that would come to the house would see him just kind of zipping by the windows. And so that was Tom. It was fine. He could hang out in the backyard. He didn't really come in the house. And, you know, that was what he did. And so I suggest to people, if you think you have a ghost, give it a name. Try to communicate with it because it will communicate with you. You know, especially if you have an active haunting. Sometimes we just have a residual haunting and we just feel the energy, like the dead guy in the basement. I just felt the energy and saw him, but he was residual. There was nothing to really communicate with because there wasn't a spirit. If you have a residual haunting, clearing your house, doing energy work on your house, having somebody come in and do a house clearing for you would be, you know, a great thing to do. In the book, I do give some techniques that individuals like any of the listeners could incorporate into clearing their house. I mean, it's kind of an in-depth process that they would need to go through. It's actually very easy to do, but kind of complicated for me to explain on air because, you know, it's a visual thing. But I like making friends with them first. And if it just becomes too much for you to deal with, then having them go and getting rid of them is, you know, the next best thing. One of the tools that I like to use or explain to my clients, both my clients in body or out of body or use on them, is a technique of grounding. I mean, I'm sure you've heard.
I've heard of it, but explain it.
So when we ground, we connect to the planet. And kind of like a lightning rod, you know, you have the lightning rod pole that you stick on the top of the house, but then there's the wire that actually goes to a metal rod that is inserted deeply into the planet. And when lightning hits it, it transfers the energy not into your house, but down the wire into the earth. And so a grounding cord is something that can discharge energy from us, whether it be emotional energy, mental energy, energy of physical stress, and it gives us a place to release this energy from the physical body, from the subtle body. And so we can ground ourselves by imagining that we have a line of energy. You know, one of the easy visualizations I share with people is like a giant bathtub drain. If you imagine that you have a giant bathtub drain going under you and all of the bad energy, the energy of discord or work or whatever, that you just imagine that it goes down that drain, you will always feel better. You know, and I talk about that in the book.
That's an interesting analogy. I like
that. Huh?
I like that analogy.
It makes it very simple. I mean, it's a very simple thing to do. But in your home, you can give your home a grounding cord. You can give your home this giant drain that the house rests on. And so if you have a ghost in your house, you're not only giving your house the opportunity, because items collect energy, you know, so things in your house collect energy, you know, the other people in your house collect energy. It gives everything in that location the opportunity to let go.